It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to, it is Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, on 25 May 1961, President John F. Kennedy addressed Congress saying, "I believe this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in, of course, this nation never did any such thing. The federal government did. All I did was pay, get robbed to pay for it.
That's true. But well, you probably weren't alive. Were you alive back then?
Oh, yeah. And okay. The thing is, that is an example of a cause to unite the people behind. And I think that one of the things that a lot of people fail to realize, they come up with other ideas, too, like let's get a drug-free America, partnership for a drug-free America. Let's unite all Americans behind it. And they fail to see that, hey, what about the people who don't want to go along with that?
Yeah, what about the people that do drugs? The millions and millions of Americans.
And they're not going to. So you know what these people do? They take this cause and they worship it more intensely. And they figure that that makes up for somebody else's refusal to worship it. And they have this cult. You know, just as some people, libertarians, religion is that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. You've got this counter, this other cult whose religion is God bless America and Semper Fidelis, and they worship flags, badges, benches, and law books.
Yeah, you're right.
And like,
they're a scary cult, too.
Now,
they're dangerous.
Just as intensely as Catholics believe that when the priest consecrates the Eucharist and the altar wine, it becomes the body and blood of Jesus Christ. These people honestly believe that when some politicians manufacture a document embellished with a fancy seal and the governor autographs it, it's the law.
Cannot be broken. Must be revered.
And, like, why do they manufacture a document that says that the purple finch shall be the state bird of New Hampshire when there's no way to break that law? What difference does it make? But speaking of the space...
But those are the kind of laws that I like that they make, Tom. I mean, I want them to go out and... Oh, go ahead. Name Pop-Tarts the official snack food of New Hampshire. I don't care what you do, you know? Just don't whip out the guns.
You know what would be funny, though, is, you know, like Apollo 15, when they were driving around on the moon in that little putt-putt car called the Lunar Rover?
Okay.
Well, wouldn't it be hilarious if the dude got picked up for DWI?
Drinking on the moon, speeding.
Trying to take the field sobriety test, wearing a space suit, and, like, touch the tip of your finger to
that,
the tip
that
of
would
your
be funny. Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the cult of government, the know-it-alls, those are our betters. They're the bureaucrats, and they know what's best for you. Let's go to a story out of Boston, Mark. This time, the bureaucrats, apparently, you know, you talk about them doing things that are really going to affect people's lives. This one's really important, isn't it?
Well, this isn't something they've implemented yet, but they're trying. If Bellingham resident Douglas Flavin has his way, this is from thebostonchannel.com. All public bathroom doors in Massachusetts will open outward, not inward. The legislature's Committee on State Administration and Regulatory Oversight reviewed the bill Wednesday. State Representative James Valley, that's a Democrat from Franklin, filed the bill on Flavin's behalf. Think how easy it would be to prevent germs and disease, Flavin's wife Tracy told Boston Now, if the state residents could open bathrooms with bathroom doors with a knee or elbow instead of a handle.
Wait.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, if I'm thinking of not touching a door, for example, wouldn't it, you're talking about pulling it outward? I would think that kicking it in would be more effective than, I mean, how are you going to pull it out with your
knee? Well,
they're
saying that when you're in the bathroom,
departing from the bathroom, you have washed your hands, you don't want to touch the handle.
Wait. I thought you meant the ones on the toilet stall.
Yeah, that's
you're talking
what I
about the door to the bathroom or the toilet stall doors?
Toilet stall doors, some of them open in, some of them open out.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about.
But this is the door to the bathroom itself.
Oh, okay.
And they do open in. And I think it's a good idea. I just don't think we need a law.
Nor do... I mean, are these businesses going to have to go back
public.
In and...
They're public. It's not all. It's
oh,
not all. It's,
okay.
It's,
I thought it was. Okay, never mind.
When they say public, they mean government bathrooms, right?
Hmm.
That's hard. That's because some people consider public anything that's open
true.
To the public.
Well, that's kind of what I read, but maybe they are talking about just government bathrooms.
That's the impression I got.
I wonder,
could be wrong.
It does say public. No, a public bathroom is.
Is that what they're saying? Public bathroom?
Says, yes. All public bathroom doors in Massachusetts. A public bathroom.
That does sound like all businesses.
Yeah, is a bathroom that's open to the public.
Right.
So businesses are going to have to pay to read. Put their door on the, in
this
the opposite.
This is absurd.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way this reads,
yeah.
But I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Normally, when they would implement something like that, they would grandfather in all bathrooms that are currently swinging in.
You
and
know,
it would just require all bathroom doors to swing out.
I see where you're coming from in that you sort of understand what they're saying, that this might cut down on germs being spread. But what about all the internal things you touch when you're in the bathroom? I mean, when you finish with your... number one or two or whatever it is you're doing in there, mm-hmm. and then you go up to the sink where inevitably if you're going to wash your hands, you either have to push the little thing that that makes it turn on, unless they have the infrared sensors, and certainly
right.
a very small percentage of bathrooms have this. You have to either screw the little faucet or actually touch it. Now, how many other people have touched that faucet with their nasty old hands?
If you're concerned about touching things, you can grab a towel, or,
yes.
you know, a paper towel,
and
you can
not one of these
turn
towels.
It that way, and you can turn it off the same way.
You're right.
The thing is when you leave the bathroom, you don't want to walk out with a paper towel in your hand, so you could use the paper towel on the door handle, but then people will drop it right at the door as they depart.
Sometimes there's a trash can by the door, but
sometimes it is, but sometimes it's farther away, and then you've got to do the, you know, hold the foot out kind of thing.
If you're that concerned about germs, I suggest you never leave your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Carry some Purell.
Right. There are these people that are just so paranoid about germs. I'm certainly not one of them. But,
no.
But at the same time, I also make a habit of you know, just because I can, flushing with my foot and that sort
I think,
of thing.
No,
just
I think
it's
that
easy.
Bathrooms are dirtier. People that don't wash their hands, getting E. coli on the handles and that kind of thing. I'm with these guys. But I don't think it should be a law.
Right.
I think it's a great idea, and I don't think we should implement it via the law.
Money
but it's probably a law that what direction the bathroom doors open already, which I think that they should just make it a law that a business can have its. You know,
I don't think there's a law like that.
You don't think that
it would
interior doors
practical.
Are to swing in?
No,
you don't
I think
that some bureaucrat wrote that?
No, it would depend on practical factors for the business. Like if you are in a business place where there's not a lot of space, then your door's going to have to swing in. If you are in a business place where you've got enough space, then you could have it swing outward. It's just going to depend on a variety of different factors.
Mm. I'll bet you that there's some code out there that says that interior doors have to swing into a room.
Maybe.
Isn't money the most disgusting, germy thing you can touch?
I don't know. It's
I've heard that.
Certainly changes hands a lot.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard that your hands are more disgusting than your butt. So, I mean,
don't they also say that, like the people that use the Purell are actually more susceptible?
Yeah, because it's an anti.
It kills 99.9%.
Right, but some bacteria is good for you. Your body needs.
Right.
So it destroys all of the good and bad bacteria. So they say people that obsessively use the antibacterial soap, it's not good for you.
And I'm no doctor, so don't take my word on this. But from what I understand, you know, there's that 0.1% of the germs that it doesn't kill. It just makes them stronger. It makes them like more immune to the Purell. So you'll never destroy those germs or whatever, and then you're passing these immuno germs around that everybody can get, and nothing can kill them off. So there's some sort of a point of saturation as far as your body really shouldn't be too clean. From what I understand, your body should encounter some level of germs so you can boost your immune system and fight them off, and that way you won't have to worry if you encounter them in the future. I don't know a lot about it. That's just as I understand. That doesn't mean I go into every meal without washing my hands, but from what I understand, it's not necessarily a good thing to have that Purell. Using it from time to time, I'm sure, is okay, but it seems like the people that are really into that have, they've got a bottle in their purse, they use it every single day.
I wish I would have used it at the talk radio convention that we were just at. I wouldn't have a cold, but I have now.
1-800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I've got a sore throat. You weren't kissing me at night, were you, Mark? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your... spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You've heard of Sunday suits, lawsuits, and birthday suits. But here's news of a new suit that's not about new at all. I'll give you the third degree on third age suits when we come back.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
A new suit that's part motor age, part space age, is helping Ford's ergonomics engineers to develop vehicles tailored for older drivers. A cross between beekeeper's gear and astronaut's wear, third age suits add bulk to the body and restrict movement, simulating the physical changes of aging. By understanding the challenges of older drivers, engineers can design crash avoidance, crash worthiness, and post-crash assistance features into the new generation of vehicles, making what's old, new again. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. That includes live streams. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. So let's talk about marijuana. Julia, you've got a story about a young person that was censored at, I believe, a government school?
Yes.
What happened?
Kieran King's views on marijuana have led to his suspension from Wawata Parkland School. King said he was threatened with police action by Principal Susan Wilson previously after making the case that marijuana was less harmful than alcohol. In my opinion, cannabis is safer.
There's a solid case there.
Yeah. In my opinion, cannabis is safer than they say. It is not worse than alcohol or tobacco, said King, a 15-year-old grade 10 student.
Right. They'd have to threaten to suspend him because, or police action, they'd have to threaten to arrest him because, well, they can't argue that point.
Yeah.
Can you be arrested for talking about marijuana?
No, I don't think you'd be arrested for that, but they could charge you with disorderly conduct or something.
Right. Wilson accused King of using and selling marijuana at school, according to a media release issued by the...
Hold on. Because he talked about it, now he's...
now he's a dealer.
Now he's a drug dealer, yes. King has offered to
I'll say it right here that I believe that marijuana is safer than alcohol. And, you know, if I would allow some cop to search my house, and I won't, you will not find any marijuana there.
Wouldn't find a scale and some baggies?
No, nothing. You'd find a woman there who used to be a drug treatment counselor who would think that marijuana is a very bad thing.
Right.
Would make sure that there is none there.
King has offered to submit a voluntary drug test to prove otherwise. Hmm. I've never smoked marijuana. I've never even seen it, said King. He said he had
done... Give him another year. He's only 15.
Yeah. He said he had done independent research on marijuana use out of personal curiosity and decided to share the information with his friends at school.
Good
so
for
you're,
him.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to talk about it with your
Apparently
friends?
Apparently not. Well, this is just it. They don't want you to discuss marijuana.
No.
They don't want you to talk about marijuana because if you learn something about it and you tell someone else, then they'll learn that the government's lied to them all of their lives with the DARE programs and all their other propaganda, and then they might start questioning government like I did when I was a teenager.
Feeling his right to freedom of speech had been violated by Wilson, he organized a walkout to begin at 11:05 a.m. on Tuesday.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, good for him. Instead, he said the school was locked down in anticipation of the attempted walkout. Teachers reportedly stood in the doorways threatening punishment for leaving the school.
Oh, my goodness.
A jail. That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
King and his brother Lucas were given 3-day suspensions for disobeying the lockdown.
Hmm.
Outside the school, 3 members of the marijuana party, this is actually out of
Canada.
Canada.
Okay.
Which is really interesting to me because... Marijuana is much more, I mean, it's
tolerated,
still illegal, but it's
extent.
Much more tolerated than it is here in America for the most part. One of the members of the NDP and one protester gathered in the parking lot in front of the school. They used a megaphone to show their support for King and the students, said Ethan, an executive member of the Saskatchewan. Can't pronounce that word. Marijuana party. Only 4 students walked out of the school, including King and his brother. The other 2 students returned to school to avoid punishment. Scared into submission.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's how they keep all of us in line. That's what governments do.
Although, if I was in that situation, I would be so riled up that they told me I couldn't leave that I would leave. Because it would just drive me crazy.
Yeah, but the teacher's in the doorway. What are you going to do? Push them? Because then you've got an assault charge.
Go under
charge.
Their legs? I don't know.
Hmm.
Is there only one way out of the school?
Well, when I was in school, there was we had these sort of pod classrooms where the classrooms were interconnected on the inside, but there was only one door for each classroom.
Is that the highest, best use of a teacher's time to be standing in the doorway?
Guard.
Billy club.
Yeah. Prison guard.
Making sure that students don't leave.
Right.
I just don't think it is. And
if you don't want to learn in my class,
right.
Get out.
I mean, please, stop ruining my kid's education.
Yeah. When we asked them why they locked down the school, they said they were from outside the community and had a megaphone and might be frightening to the parents and students.
Right.
Yeah.
Couple of potheads in the parking lot with a megaphone. It's really scary.
2 RCMP officers arrived and observed the walkout. No arrests were made and no charges were pressed.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yes.
Kids got suspended, though, still.
Yeah. The main purpose wasn't cannabis. It was the defense of the freedom of speech. I believe that we have a right to freedom of expression. I don't believe in vulgarity,
well,
said King.
I know that here in America, there is no freedom of speech on school campus. I was told that specifically by the principal of the high school that I went to. I was told that there, you know, the Constitution just doesn't apply when you're on school campus, apparently.
Now, I don't have the Canadian Constitution in front of me right now,
mm-hmm.
but I know that a lot of their rights are... You may have the right to do this, or you may have the right to freedom of speech, for mm-hmm. example, if we grant it to you. I'm not sure exactly which rights, but I know there are certain rights
that
are only...
Well, we had someone call from Canada.
Sort of guaranteed.
We had someone call earlier who pointed out that there's no freedom for hate speech in Canada. So, presumably they have all sorts of different ways to limit your speech up there, if they want to.
Right. The three-day suspension will prevent King from writing his final exams before he goes to China on a correspondence course. He's to leave Thursday. The honor student said he will still pass grade 10 because his marks are in the 80s and 90s. By missing his final exams, he will lose 30% of his marks. I know my children don't smoke, drink, or take drugs, said King's mother. As a parent, I feel I need to support Kieran, but I can see both sides of the issue.
What's the other side of the issue? The other side of the issue is just censorship. It's
do
just
not talk about things.
Right, it's just shutting down debate. That's the other side.
It's fear. I mean, imagine for a second that a child wanted to give a report or talk a great deal about the practice of eating human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see how people would be justifiably very concerned about said practice of talking about this?
Okay.
And that's what they're feeling like. To them, it's the same as saying, well, I think it's a good idea to eat human flesh.
Wow, I guess that's quite a stretch.
It's a stretch, I mean, but that's what they're hearing.
What really bugs me about this article is it's like just proves that they do not care. I mean, they don't promote intelligence at all.
No.
They don't promote free thinking at all. It's just, look, this is what we tell you to think, and this is what you should think, and don't think outside of the box.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what the government school system is designed to do.
They tell you how to think, not how to think for yourself, and it's bothersome to me.
Right, and then when some kid comes in there who's done some independent research on his own, he's excited about something, because, you know, when you actually want to learn something,
right,
you can get excited about learning, and when they shove learning down your throat, you're not interested in it. That's sort of why the government school system cranks out these muprons, these just uneducated adults, because they're forcing them to read certain books. They're forcing them to learn certain topics.
Well, they can recite the periodic table of elements.
They don't.
So.
I can't
do that.
I could when it was time for the test, though.
I don't think they require that. I can't remember. Even in Chemistry 1 honors,
they never required that.
They didn't require it.
I had to learn in eighth grade science.
And what is the point of
that? Yeah. That was my point, it's silly.
That's what a lot of so-called government education is rote memorization of trivia.
How is Californium helping me earn money today? It's not.
1-800-259-9231. Put that in your bowl and smoke it. 800-2-Californium, that is. Is that a real element?
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Is it kind of lazy? Sits on the beach a lot?
That's man-made. Sort of
more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the bulletin board system. Almost 250 1,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, lots of serious discussions and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And I had somebody email me the other day about, I guess, some of the posters on the BBS when new people show up and they post for the very first time on the forum.
People jump on them.
The people are jumping on them. and he was concerned. You know, he said, well, isn't this going to alienate some of the listeners? He was wondering, you know, what percentage of the listeners goes to the BBS, which, of course, is impossible to calculate, but I can't imagine.
Small.
I mean, it's probably a large percentage of our internet listeners, but a very small percentage of our radio listeners. But either way, I pointed out that the BBS is very clearly an unmoderated forum. When you go on to the BBS for the very first time, there's a little agreement, you know, user agreement, that it's not too long, wouldn't take you too long to read. The very first thing it says is that the BBS is an unmoderated forum, for the most part. There are some very small moderations that we will do from time to time. If somebody, for instance, comes on and starts posting porn spam everywhere, we'll get rid of them.
Threatens somebody bodily.
Yeah, that's another factor, too. But for the most part, if you're just being rude, you will not be censored on the Free Talk Live BBS. So if you go on to the BBS expecting that everything's just going to be a walk in the park, it may not necessarily be. So I think everybody sort of knows in advance that anyone can say virtually anything on the Free Talk Live
forum. The BBS certainly isn't the most friendliest of message forums.
Well, there are friendly people there.
There are a lot of friendly people
and
there.
And there are unfriendly people there.
Overall.
The neat part, though, is there's a little ignore button for every single person.
Yes.
So if you don't like what they have to say, click ignore and you'll never have to read it again.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. BBS.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. Do you know what Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
So, Cannabis Culture Magazine, since we are still sort of talking about marijuana, and you had brought up a story, Julia, from Canada about a young man who's 15 years old in government high school there. that he had done a little bit of independent research. He claims up and down that he's not even a marijuana smoker, and I have no reason to doubt him.
He said he would take a drug test to prove that.
Right. He did some independent research and discovered, what do you know? Marijuana's a lot more safe than that their government claims it is. In fact, it's a whole lot more safe than even alcohol is. I mean, this is indisputable. And, of course, because it's indisputable, the teachers didn't want to have anything to do with him saying such things in their classrooms. They even went so far as to block a scheduled walkout because, this boy was being punished for taking the time and effort to do a little bit of independent research, being punished for wanting to talk about the exciting, interesting things that he discovered about this drug. And so they wanted to punish him. The kids, as a result, scheduled a walkout. The jail guards in this particular case got wind of it, and they blocked the kids from even leaving their classrooms, which really reveals the teachers for what they really are. They're glorified babysitters / jail guards for kids.
Well, they didn't get into teaching to be that. They don't want to do that. It's just what it's turned into.
I don't think they had to block the doors. Were they threatened to their jobs?
No,
if they didn't block the doors, they'd be fired?
I'm not saying that the teachers were forced to do this. I'm saying that this is what happens when you take an educator and turn them into a bureaucrat. When you take somebody who wanted nothing more than to teach young people and to rear them in the ways of goodness and education, and you turn them and you start paying them from the state, this is what happens. Because At a private school, if there's some kind of disciplinary problem that they can't handle, that kid's gone.
Yep. And this is yet another example of how the government reacts when its policies, in this case the war on drugs, are challenged.
It discourages good teachers, which is stupid.
Right. It discourages open debate. It discourages even discussion about its topics. Government has its position. It is convinced that its position is right, and it will not even hear objections to it. This is why it's so hard to get, it's hard to get even a drug warrior to call our show to defend the war on drugs, but it's next to impossible to get someone in the government as far as the OND, DCP, the drug czar, these different drug-related positions in government, it is next to impossible to get these guys to show up at a public debate about drug policy.
Sure, they don't.
You cannot.
They'll lose.
Exactly right. And so they do everything they can to shove it under the rug, to keep them quiet. The Institute of Medicine study that came out, I think it was in 1999, the government's own study determined that marijuana was not a gateway drug. That if marijuana has gateway effects, it's only because it's illegal and therefore sold in concert with other drugs in many cases. And so the government's own study found this out. And what did they do to it? They swept it under the rug. They didn't want anybody to talk about it. They didn't want any news reporters getting their hands on it. And here's another example of how they do this and how long it's been going on. According to Cannabis Culture magazine, there's a Madrid study. The term medical marijuana took on a dramatic new meaning in February of 2000 when researchers in Madrid had announced they had destroyed incurable brain tumors in rats by injecting them with THC, the active ingredient in cannabis. THC is the stuff that gets you high.
Mm-hmm.
The Madrid study marks only the second time that THC has been administered to tumor-bearing animals. When was the last time? 1974. Why hasn't anything been done since 1974? Why was it 26 years since between then and the next study?
Because the United States has a prohibition on testing marijuana, and the United States is the most powerful country in the world. And,
yeah.
And if you do...
And they'll try their weight around.
Yeah, if they will. And if your country decides you want to do some testing, it's likely you could face some sanctions.
Cut off the foreign aid, that sort of thing. In 1974, researchers at the Medical College of Virginia, who had been funded by the National Institutes of Health to find evidence that marijuana damages the immune system, found instead that THC slowed the growth of three kinds of cancer in mice, lung and breast cancer, and a virus-induced leukemia. The DEA quickly shut down the Virginia study and all further cannabis and tumor research, according to Jack Herrod. That was it! We're on the track of discovering something wonderful. We're on the path of discovering something about this plant, this natural plant that grows in the ground. You just throw the seeds out, it grows.
Where do you think you get the rest of the drugs in the world from, by the way?
Plants.
Yeah.
And we're about to discover something really exciting here. We're on the cusp of it. DEA comes in, shuts it down. We can't have this. We can't have people believing that marijuana might do something good for someone.
Can you imagine all the bureaucrats that would be out of jobs if you made marijuana legal? I mean, you know, they have this huge drug war on, which is...
The war on marijuana.
It really is a war on marijuana. Isn't it half of all the... Drug arrests?
Yes.
Go to any government drug website, and there's a special section for marijuana, and then there's all other drugs.
Right. There's marijuana and the rest. And that's really the way the arrests go, too. Marijuana and the rest.
In Florida, the cop cars, the local cop cars, all used to have, like, the no smoking sign stickers on them, except it was no pot leaf.
In 1976, President Gerald Ford put an end to all public cannabis research and granted exclusive research rights to major pharmaceutical companies who set out unsuccessfully to develop synthetic forms of THC that would deliver all the medical benefits without the high. The Madrid researchers reported in the March issue of Nature Medicine that they injected the brains of 45 rats with cancer cells, producing tumors whose presence they confirmed through MRIs, magnetic resonance imaging. On the 12th day, they injected 15 of the rats with THC and 15 of them with WIN55212, a synthetic compound similar to THC. Quote, all the rats left untreated uniformly died 12 to 18 days after glioma, brain cancer, cell inculcation. Cannabinoid THC-treated rats survived significantly longer than the control rats.
Wow.
THC administration was ineffective in three of the rats, which died by days 16 to 18. Nine of the THC-treated rats surpassed the time of death of untreated rats and survived up to 19 to 35 days, more than twice as long in some cases. Moreover, the tumor was completely eradicated in three of the treated rats. It went away. The rats treated with WIN55212 also showed similar results. But once again, just another example of how they just shove it under the carpet. They don't want people to know that this could be a useful chemical beyond just getting people high. And we already know all these things, but I just wanted to give you another example of that. 800-259-9231, maybe a little more on this and whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. If you like the show, then you can help support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Lots of our listeners have decided to do it. It's as little as $3 a month, and it really makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. Remember, all of our website features are free. Unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their websites, we do all that for free. So this is above and beyond all that. This is if you really like the show and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, because it's working. We've got hundreds of listeners sending us as little as $3 a month. It all adds up into a nice little promotional budget for us where we can buy ads in Talkers Magazine so more program directors see us. We've got an affiliate relations guy that calls radio stations for us during the daytime to try to get more stations on board. And the fact is it's working. We've got more stations today than we ever have in the past, and they're coming on faster, and it's all thanks to the amplifiers. So if you want to learn more about the program and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. And it's people like Barry Cooper, the man behind NeverGetBusted.com, people like Barry Cooper, people like Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, people like them that are changing sides. They've come to the understanding that this war on drugs is absolutely an insane waste of resources. Mm-hmm. It's nuts to put our friends and family members in jail cells and try to call that a solution to the drug problem. They've come over to the sensible side, the pro-liberty side, and they're saying, this is it. We need to stop this war on drugs. It needs to end. You've got studies by, the University of Madrid here showing that THC may actually either slow the growth of or possibly eliminate, in some cases, cancerous tumors. You've got amazing results from medical marijuana users in 12, coming up on 13 states now. People who have AIDS, they've got cancer. They find that marijuana helps them keep their medicines down. People with glaucoma, people with multiple sclerosis, people with severe pain, they find that marijuana helps them with a variety of their problems as well. All the while, the government bureaucrats and politicians continue to hold their position tight to their chest. They cannot imagine admitting that they were wrong. I really think that's a lot of that's a huge factor.
It's
here.
Like a little kid who puts his fingers in his ears.
That's exactly what it is. Except the little kid's got a gun.
Well, and the little kid is fiscally incentivized in order to not listen to what you're saying.
Right.
We're giving, you know, we're being forced to give money to these politicians to do away with these drugs. Not that they're being successful. They're mm-hmm. just the opposite. I mean, drugs are more in higher proliferation now than they were when we started the war on drugs in the late 60s. But they're incentivized. They want the money.
And they got it. and they can keep getting it. And it really just points out that to people that don't know this, that government isn't there to help you. Government, despite all of its posturing about protecting and serving, they're not doing that. They're putting people in jail for smoking a joint. That's nuts. And I think that we're on the very... I know maybe it's just me being Pollyanna-ish, maybe eternally optimistic. But I feel like, not only just in general are we on the cusp of sort of a libertarian informational revolution in this country, but I think obviously marijuana is going to come along with that. And because of the Internet, the Internet's going to allow activists to find one another, to get together, and to organize more effectively. I think the marijuana legalization movement is more better organized today than it ever was in the past.
Right. And the drug war has been going on for 40 years now almost, and I think a lot of people are starting to realize that it's not working.
I hope so. I hope you're right about that. It's certainly difficult for us to get drug warriors to call into the show. Maybe that's a good sign. I know it's not really scientific evidence. But nonetheless, I think we're moving in the right direction. I think what it's going to take, though, is some civil disobedience. I think that's the one thing that has really been missing in the marijuana movement. The marijuana activists, they're good about getting out with signs from time to time and doing a protest. I think they've got the May 5th protest every single year, May Day protest or whatever, where marijuana smokers go in major cities and they walk for marijuana and they hold signs. And in some cases, there's some marijuana smoking going on.
I would love to see just 1,000 people or just a large group of people in Concord or Keene or Washington, D.C. or wherever you are get together and just have a large crowd of people smoking marijuana, some people smoking tobacco. What are they going to do? Arrest, run through the crowds and arrest every single person smoking marijuana?
That's a good question, because there have been some instances of this. This year, Mark Emery, the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, we've had him on the show in the past, he organized one of those exact things where people, I don't know if there was tobacco smoking involved, but he organized thousands of people to get together in Canada and smoke marijuana publicly. And that's what I think needs to happen in the United States. Canada's one thing, and that's good, and they're moving in the right direction. I don't know if anything came out of it. But here in America, there are, of course, the 420 celebrations.
Right.
And there was one school, and I think it was in Colorado, where the kids, where the kids got together and the central gathering area, and they all, a lot of them, smoked marijuana publicly. I don't know if they had announced in advance that that was what they were going to do. I think that's just something that happens at
right.
a marijuana celebration, a 420 celebration. It was just something that spontaneously occurs. But I don't think they actually specifically organized the event to break marijuana laws, to have a mass civil disobedience in that particular case. And I think that it would have been maybe better publicized had that actually happened, had they called news media in advance
right.
and made a real event out of it and said, okay, on this date, at this time, we are going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of people gathering together to break the marijuana laws. And I think they would have had better results. But what happened in that particular case was the cops knew that the event was going to go on. The campus cops, for instance, and
right.
the local cops. And they were there, and I presume undercover, with cameras.
Right, taking pictures. And didn't
right.
they ask other students to rat them out?
They took pictures of everyone they spotted smoking marijuana. Or I guess they presumed it was marijuana, right? Because how the hell would you
right,
know?
Right, if you rolled right. a tobacco cigarette.
You can have a glass bowl and have tobacco in that.
Right.
You can have something else in there that's fully legal. So, yeah, what they did was they took pictures of the kids that appeared to be smoking marijuana, then posted their photos on a website, and offered $50 bounties for identification of each of those children. Each of those young people, rather.
Well, how could they prove it, though?
They can't. And I don't know what happened as a result of getting the
probably
identification.
Probably just got their names on a list, and they see them driving around, pull them over.
I'm not sure. I don't know, but either way, that's kind of spooky, kind of police state-ish and kind of scary. But that's just it. The marijuana smokers of America and the world need to get over their fear of being labeled as a marijuana
right.
smoker.
I think it's very important for marijuana smokers to come out of the closet, so to say, and start
right.
talking about marijuana to show people that potheads are not the kind of potheads that you see
in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Certainly those exist, but marijuana smokers are wide range of people. They're business people. They're students. They're older people.
Marijuana doesn't make you a loser.
Right.
If you were a loser before you started smoking marijuana, you'll continue to be a loser on marijuana. If you're a winner, if you're somebody that has a good work ethic and you create and you go to your job and you get things done, marijuana is not necessarily going to interfere with all of that. There are plenty of people. There are functional alcoholics out there. You know, they
right.
go to
if
work
you took
during the
stereotypes
day.
Of beer drinkers. You know, if you could look at one stereotype of beer drinker: guy in a wife beater T-shirt, stains on it. You know, unshaven and you know, swilling a can of
yeah.
you know, a can of beer.
They're not all like that.
You know, they're not all like that by any stretch of the imagination. You can go to a bar where you can get 50 different types of foreign beers on tap. I don't think that you got that same guy
right.
Drinking beer at the bar there necessarily on a Friday night. So it's not really fair to you know, put marijuana users in that kind of category.
And shame on Hollywood, too, because they really kind of contribute to the
right.
mental picture of the stereotypical marijuana smoker.
Well, watching a bunch of businessmen smoke a joint at the end of the day after working isn't very funny, so...
You're right about that, and but you know, Hollywood, you would think, would be better on that. Because
right.
there's so many pot smokers in the movie business. There are pot smokers everywhere. It's like I said before, if the police were really serious about this war on drugs and putting people in jails... in jail cells for smoking pot, they'd go to a restaurant, they'd take one of their undercover agents and have them go get a job at a restaurant for a couple weeks, and then they'd find out that 90% of restaurant workers, or 80 to 90% of restaurant, it's like 90% of pizza delivery guys, but not 80%
it's
of restaurant
high in the
workers.
Restaurant business, too.
There are marijuana smokers all throughout the food service business.
Just numbers you're making up.
I'm not making those numbers up. I've been in restaurants. We've talked to people who work for restaurants and pizza places on this show and asked them, of your co-employees, what percentage smokes marijuana? 80 to 90%.
Anecdotal evidence.
I've worked in the restaurant business for 8 years now.
Would you concur?
Yes, I would.
Let's go to Lindy's Diner and ask the old waitresses there.
I'm going to tell you, as a stranger walking in, you've got to get on the inside.
Yes.
Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hello.